One case against the former chief of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, is faltering, but another case against him is about to begin. The case that's falling apart involves a hotel maid in New York who charged that Strauss-Kahn forced her to perform oral sex. Prosecutors have expressed doubts about the maid's credibility. The new case has to do with French writer Tristan Bannon, who alleges that Strauss-Kahn tried to rape her 8 years ago. The writer's lawyer said today she'll file a criminal complaint against him tomorrow. Strauss-Kahn then instructed his lawyer to file a counteraction for false accusation. Stephen Erlanger is Paris bureau chief for the New York Times. He says Bannon and her lawyers say they've moved independently of the case in New York.
They tried to keep the case separate, and the lawyer said he didn't want Bannon's case to get wrapped up with the case in New York, and in fact he refused to cooperate with New York prosecutors. But I think she says she was offended at the way the case begins to fall apart and feels herself that she can only now look herself in the mirror if she brings these charges.
Many in France have jumped to the conclusion with the New York case that Strauss-Kahn has done nothing wrong. For the most part, how do French women see it?
Well, there's been a lot that's come out about his behavior outside the courtroom, and he's been described by many people as someone quite interested in sex, with who tries it on with lots of people, who had a lot of affairs, who pushed a lot of people to try to have sex. So even if he is cleared of all charges in New York, I think his reputation has been damaged. There was a lot of elite knowledge about his behavior, but it hadn't come out into the mainstream of France until the New York charges. So even if he's cleared, and many people obviously hope that he'll be cleared, at the same time, I think his own reputation has suffered quite a lot of damage.
You know, another thing that the French have criticized greatly during the whole Strauss-Kahn affair here in the States is the media, what they've called the media lynching of Strauss-Kahn here. But specifically, what has bothered the French about the Strauss-Kahn case here and the so-called media lynching?
Well, people are upset about that. I mean, they also feel that, you know, we're back to the anti-French cliches of the 2003 events when France refused to back George Bush's war in Iraq. And we talked about freedom fries and cheese-eating surrender monkeys. And the New York tabloids certainly have indulged in every French cliche that you can imagine, Le Perve and frog's legs. So I think that's been part of the problem. And they don't have tabloids that are quite the same. Now, the Germans do. Bild is pretty nasty, and the British certainly do. But it's not really in the French culture.
So with headlines like Booty Gall and Frog Legsit, has the DSK affair taken U.S.-French relations to a new breaking point, do you think?
No, but it reawakens old cliches and old feelings of anti-Americanism.
We'll leave it there. Stephen Erlanger, New York Times bureau chief in Paris. Thank you very much.
Thank you.